Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. A local outfit identified as the National Tawheed Jamaat is suspected of plotting the deadly Easter blasts that killed 290 people and wounded 500 others in the worst terror attack in the country's history, according to a top Sri Lankan minister on Monday. Health Minister and the government spokesperson Rajitha Senaratne also said that all suicide bombers involved in the blasts are believed to be Sri Lankan nationals. Speaking at a press conference here, the minister said that the Chief of National Intelligence had warned the Inspector General of Police regarding their probable attacks before April 11th. Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Monday expressed regret in the Supreme Court for incorrectly attributing his Chowkidar Narendra Modi Chor Hai remarks to the top court's verdict in the Rafale case. In response to a contempt petition filed against him in the SC, Gandhi said that the statement was made in the heat of the political campaign and the remarks were misused by his opponents. In his affidavit, Rahul said his statements against Modi were made during political campaign, when he had not seen or read the SC order of April 10th, adding there was not the slightest intention to insinuate anything regarding the court proceedings. Gandhi added that he had made the rhetorical statements relying upon electronic and social media reportage and the version of workers and activists surrounding him. 6 months after the US rocked oil markets by letting Iranian exports continue, its decision to end sanctions waivers and that allowed shipments is also set to reverberate across the globe. The US is set to announce in Washington that it won't renew exemptions from its sanctions to buyers of Iranian crude after they expire on the 2nd of May. It marks a change in direction from November last year, when the Donald Trump administration granted waivers to 8 importers as it sought to temper fuel prices ahead of American midterm elections. The move threatens to squeeze supplies further in a market that's already facing supply disruptions from Venezuela to Libya and Nigeria, and extend this year's rally in global benchmark Brent crude above $70 a barrel. Prices are still below the 4-year highs of over $86. They hit in October, before the US issued its waivers. A Delhi court on Monday directed the CBI to give copies of all statements and documents related to the closure report of probe into missing JNU student Najib Ahmed's case to his mother within 2 weeks. Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Naveen Kumar Kashyap directed the probe agency to supply the documents in physical or electronic form and asked the investigating officer of the case to appear before it in person on 7th of May.